Ezekiel 47. He brought me back to the door of the house, and waters gushed out from under the threshold of the house, the temple, to the east, for the front of the house was toward the east. And he brought me out by the way of the north gate, and led me around, and there ran out waters on the right side. And the man, this is an angel, measured 1,000 cubits, and he caused me to pass through the waters, and the waters were up to the ankles. He measured another 1,000 cubits, and caused me to pass through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. He measured another 1,000 cubits, caused me to pass through the waters, and the waters were up to the waist. He measured another 1,000 cubits, and it was a river that I couldn't pass through, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed through. So there was going to be this river gushing out from the temple. And he looks, and on the bank of the river were very many trees on both sides. And the angel said to Ezekiel, "These waters issue forth toward the east and shall go down into the salt sea, and the waters of the sea will be healed. It shall happen that every living creature in every place where the rivers come will live, and there will be a great multitude of fish, for these waters have come there, and the waters of the sea will be healed, and everything shall live wherever the river comes." By the river, on its banks, on both sides, will grow every tree for food, whose leaf will not wither, neither shall its fruit fail. It shall bear new fruit every month, because its waters issue out of the sanctuary, and its fruit shall be for food and its leaf for healing. Well, I've been saying that the plans they were given for the temple, they were to obey. It was called the law of the house in chapter 43. The exiles were to return and to build this temple and to obey the commands of how to operate it. And then I think God would have done his bit, the bit that maybe they couldn't do, that there would have been this miraculous river that burst out from the temple, and wherever the water of the river came, it healed. And there were trees on both sides of it that bore new fruit every month. And these leaves were for the healing of people. Well, that didn't happen, because they didn't build this temple as was required of them. They weren't obedient. Most of them chose to remain in Persia, and the few that did return were not very enthusiastic. Haggai says, "You live in your fancy houses you built for yourselves and get on with your bit of farming, whilst the house of God lies in ruins." And so God actually sent a famine upon them to try to get them to repent. This could have happened, but it didn't. Well, in principle, it will happen when Jesus comes back and establishes God's kingdom upon the earth. There won't be sacrifices, and there won't be all the human stuff that goes on here. We've read earlier of the priests sweating, and they mustn't marry women who are divorced. There'll be all that sort of human, there was all that sort of human stuff in this picture that we have here. But of course, when Jesus comes back, there won't be any curse upon the earth, there won't be divorce, there won't even be marriage. Jesus says, "We shall be like the angels and we shall not marry." But when you come to the end of the book of Revelation, you read something a bit similar about a river of water of life that gushes out to the nations, and trees of life, not just one tree of life, but trees of life being on both sides of the river, and the leaves giving healing to the nations. Well, the book of Revelation is all very symbolic. So this then is describing how when Jesus comes back, the good news is going to go out from Jerusalem into the whole world and give life and healing to the nations, so that the kingdom of God is established here on the earth. So, although these things could have happened literally, they didn't happen, but God is not defeated by human weakness, and the spirit of what he's saying here, what could have happened, the spirit of it will come true. And in fact, in a limited sense, it even comes true now, because Jesus uses this language to say that if we believe, out of our innermost being, there will gush forth waters which can give life to other people.